Encourage Hands-On Learning by Mary Jo Thorpe, Education Program Specialist, NFB Jernigan Institute. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Mary Jo Thorpe and Nathan Clark, MD, experiencing hand thinking under sleep shades during the 2005 Circle of Life Science Academy. As Thorpe explains, through the use of touch, Clark is able to learn so much more than what an audible description can provide. As part of the NFB's initiative to promote interest in subjects related to science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM, the Future Reflections editor has asked the NFB Jernigan Institute to submit several useful articles relating to this area over the next few editions. These articles will provide concrete suggestions to parents and teachers about best practices they can use to empower their blind students and help them gain more from the study of STEM subjects. It seemed best to start with fundamentals, and nothing is more fundamental when talking about the education of blind or low-vision children than a discussion of the importance of hands-on learning. So here are some tips we hope you will find useful. Tips to encourage hands-on learning. In many ways, we live in a hands-off society. Phrases such as do not touch or hands-off send a message that using our hands to examine something is socially inappropriate and unacceptable. However, the use of touch to gather information is a valuable tool and vital to a blind student's learning. Hand thinking, as research psychologist Selma Freyberg refers to it, allows the student to form a mental picture of one's surroundings through touch. It is an effective and completely respectable method of gathering information for observation and learning. Numerous blind students are given so many don't touch messages that they become timid and ineffective in using this skill of exploration. If we as educators and parents do not break that pattern, then the students are truly handicapped, not by their blindness, but by their lack of experience. The following are some points to keep in mind when encouraging hands-on learning. 1. Be cautious not to limit your blind student's exploration because of your visual bias. Just because it looks yucky or unpleasant to you does not mean that it will feel that way to the touch. Even if it does, so what? Dissection material for a biology lab class is a good example. Through the use of touch, students will gain experiential knowledge rather than relying solely on descriptive knowledge and, as a result, have more meaningful learning experiences. 2. Use the hand-under-hand teaching method. This occurs as the instructor places his hands under the students to demonstrate a particular task or motion, or as a way to gently lead a student's hand to a particular object to explore. It can be thought of as the alternative to a sighted student watching a demonstration. Hand-under-hand allows the student to maintain more control over his hands than if the instructor grasped them and moved them in the traditional hand-over-hand approach. More control over their own hands gives blind students a higher level of control over the entire learning process. Of course, the method works best if the instructor also incorporates strong verbalization, concise instructions, and clear movements with his hands in a way that is easy for the student to distinguish. For example, when teaching concepts where a student needs to be shown how to hold a tool or instrument, the instructor can hold his hands under the students to help the students understand the motion their hand needs to make or to demonstrate the correct hand or finger position. This practice can also be helpful when an instructor is trying to explain concepts that are ambiguous or highly visual. 3. Like any other skill, students need to have proper tactile observations modeled and articulated for them so that they know what and how to examine with their hands. Since most visual learners, that includes most teachers and most parents, may be unfamiliar with tactile exploration and observation, here are a few suggestions that can help you help your blind student make meaningful observations and gather appropriate information tactually. Model appropriate questions that students can ask themselves in order to gain information from the object. For example, what does the texture feel like? Is the object curved or flat? Does the object have multiple openings or other parts connected to it? Encourage students to run their hands, note the plural, both hands, all fingers, across the entire surface area of the object. When relevant, ask the student what shape the object is or what it resembles. Prompt students to explore thoroughly, including inside objects if that is relevant. Encourage students to compare and contrast characteristics and qualities of the object they are observing to items with which they are familiar. Help the student recognize tiny details that may be distinguishable textually on a particular object, such as cracks, small parts, blemishes, engravings, or ridges. Add visual information to what the student is looking at textually. For example, describe what color a particular texture may be if it is relevant to that object. Encourage students to use their fine motor skills, such as tracing the object with their fingertips rather than just feeling the object resting in their hand. This will help the student to gather more detail from the object. When we allow blind students to explore objects by touch, we are giving them the opportunity to form mental pictures made from their own observations. Verbal descriptions are still helpful and sometimes necessary, but these are intrinsically someone else's interpretation, someone else's view of reality. Blind individuals can visualize, through the use of touch and mental reflection, just as sighted people do. As teachers and parents, we must be patient while our learners take the time they need to form those mental images. With practice, blind students will learn to perfect their use of touch as an effective tool. Additional readings. Another Way of Seeing by Deborah Kent Stein, Future Reflections, Volume 22, Number 1, Convention 2002, pages 27 through 30. https://www.nfb.org/images/nfb/publications/fr/fr9/fr02.htm. The Barrier of the Visible Difference by Kenneth Jernigan, Gray Pancakes and Gold Horses, Kernel Book 14, 1998, National Federation of the Blind, pages 1 through 15. https://www.nfb.org/images/nfb/publications/books/kern1/ken1401.htm. Educated Fingers by Barbara Pierce, Future Reflections, Volume 23, Number 2, Special Issue, The Early Years, pages 75 through 77. https://www.nfb.org/images/nfb/publications/fr/fr14/fr19.htm. Hand over hand guidance. What lessons do we teach? By Andrea Story, Future Reflections, Volume 19, Number 1, Winter Spring 2000, pages 17 through 19. https://www.nfb.org/images/nfb/publications/fr/fr19/issue19/f19016.htm. Teaching Exploration, Correcting a Glaring Flaw in the Education of Blind Children by Girat J. Vermai, Braille Monitor, Volume 47, Number 9, October 2004. Pages 700 through 705. https://www.nfb.org/images/nfb/publications/bm/bm06/bm0609/bm06098.htm.